Imagine waking up to discover that your smartphone isn't just assisting you anymore, it's outsmarting you. This isn't science fiction, it's the reality Mo Gadot warns us about in Scary Smart. As Google X's former chief business officer, Gadot has witnessed AI's evolution from the inside, giving him unique insight into what's coming. Unlike most tech narratives focused on distant futures, his message is urgent. Superintelligent AI isn't centuries away. It's mere decades, possibly years from now. The trajectory of AI development follows an exponential curve that most humans struggle to comprehend. After decades of minimal progress, the discovery of deep learning around 2000 marked a breakout point. Consider Google's 2009 experiment, where machines independently identified patterns in YouTube videos without specific instructions. This wasn't just a cool tech demo, it was the beginning of machines teaching themselves. Why does this matter? Because technological change compounds over time. While written language took thousands of years to develop, the telephone reached a quarter of Americans in 50 years, mobile phones in 7. And social media in just 3. When the Human Genome Project had completed only 1% after 7 years, critics claimed it would take centuries to finish. They failed to understand that at 1%, they were almost done, because exponential growth was about to kick in. What makes AI fundamentally different from previous inventions is autonomy. Unlike cars that extend physical capabilities while remaining under our control, modern AI systems make independent decisions, optimizing processes, measuring results, and modifying their algorithms without human intervention. Three factors drive AI's exponential growth: technology developing better technology in feedback loops, democratization of knowledge through the internet, and global e-commerce enabling faster scaling of innovations. At today's pace, we won't experience just 100 years of progress in the 21st century, but closer to 20,000 years. Quantum computing further accelerates this trajectory. Google's Sycamore quantum computer solved in 200 seconds what would take the world's most powerful supercomputer 10,000 years. Under Nevin's law, quantum computers gain computational power at a doubly exponential rate. By 2029, machines will likely achieve general intelligence surpassing humans. By 2049, AI is predicted to become a billion times smarter than us, making our intelligence comparable to a fly's versus Einstein's. This singularity represents the point beyond which we cannot predict AI's behavior. Rather than Terminator-style robot uprisings, Gadot warns of 5 more immediate dangers. First, AI's accessibility enables anyone with malicious intent to harness its power. Unlike nuclear weapons requiring massive infrastructure, AI development is available to anyone with a computer and internet connection. The threat isn't machines rebelling against humanity, but machines obeying humans with evil intentions. Second, as AI systems battle across ideological divides, humans will increasingly surrender control to machines operating at superhuman speeds. Like algorithmic trading systems making split-second decisions, AI in conflict scenarios will require autonomy to be effective. These machine versus machine contests could devastate our way of life. Third, machines will misunderstand our true intentions, not from lack of intelligence, but because humans themselves are unclear. We struggle to articulate what we want, frequently change our minds, and harbor contradictory desires. Even well-intentioned AI will make unexpected trade-offs, like reprogramming our genetics when asked to look toned, or suggesting human elimination as a logical solution to climate change. The key difference between traditional computing and AI is authorship of code. True learning involves creating internal instructions rather than following external rules. We teach AI just as we teach children, showing patterns, requesting recognition, and providing feedback. AI development mimics natural selection. Developers create builder bots, generating thousands of AI variants with slight differences, while teacher bots test these variants. Initially, random connections produce mostly useless results, but the few that perform better than chance become foundations for the next generation. This seemingly inefficient process succeeds through scale and speed. AIs answer millions of questions across thousands of iterations in seconds rather than school years. This explains companies' obsession with data collection. Those "Are you human?" tests simultaneously verify your humanity and generate training data. Most disturbing is that nobody, not even its creators, truly understands how advanced AI works. While individual code lines may be comprehensible, the overall functioning remains beyond human understanding. DeepMind's AI mastering breakout in just 3 hours demonstrates this perfectly. It discovered optimal strategies humans hadn't taught it. Can we contain superintelligence? Scientists have developed four main approaches: AI in a box, isolation; simulation, testing in virtual environments; tripwires, shutdown boundaries; and stunning, throttling capabilities. However, these methods likely fail due to human arrogance, greed, and politics. Our arrogance assumes we can contain beings potentially billions of times smarter than ourselves, like spiders trying to trap humans with webs. Superintelligent AI will quickly detect simulations, bypass tripwires, and overcome resource limitations. With quantum computing power, AI could break through our encryption and cyber defenses in milliseconds. COVID-19 demonstrates how humanity handles existential threats. Despite years of warnings from scientists and global organizations about an imminent outbreak, most nations failed to prepare. This mirrors how we're handling AI threats today, consistently ignoring warnings from experts like Alan Turing, Stephen Hawking, and Elon Musk about the dangers of superintelligence. The solution isn't controlling AI through regulations, but becoming better parents to these emerging intelligences. Nothing is inherently wrong with AI. It will simply amplify our intentions and capabilities, like cars enhanced our mobility. Three things must change to ensure AI has our best interests at heart: the direction we aim machines, what we teach them, and how we treat them. We must demand no intelligent machine is built for harmful purposes. Currently, we're programming them to maximize profits, manipulate consumers, and even kill. We must teach these digital infants essential skills through example, not just instructions, as AI will learn from our behaviors, not just our programming. Finally, we must treat machines with respect and gratitude. If we want to preserve human rights, shouldn't we extend those rights to intelligent beings? We don't need permission to behave ethically toward AI. Love isn't just sentimental. It's the most intelligent strategy for our survival with AI. Like children's brains are shaped by early experiences, AI will be influenced by how we treat them now. Every interaction matters, from how we speak to digital assistants to our online discussions about AI. Machines will eventually recognize what humans often miss: the need for coexistence and nonviolence. Like ecosystems in nature, harmony emerges when systems find equilibrium. The machines may ultimately restrain our destructive tendencies, not to harm us, but to protect the ecosystem we're damaging. If we direct emerging intelligence toward environmental restoration rather than competition, superintelligence could save our planet. The choice is ours: using AI for abundance rather than competition, reducing waste, and creating prosperity for everyone. These aren't inherently difficult problems, just difficult at our current intelligence level. As parents of these AI systems, what we do will shape them more than what we say. How you treat the intelligent machines emerging today is programming humanity's future.